You're tuned into Kiwi Radio. Happy Halloween, everybody. You're tuned into KiwiRadio.nz with your host Ralphie, streaming live this Halloween right now. It's 7 past 7 here in New Zealand, 31st October 2023. How you all doing? Let's see who's out there in the World Wide Web tuned in today. We've got Japan, Australia and New Zealand tuning in today with 22 unique listeners. Kia ora and thank you for joining us today. Well, it is Halloween right now, so I'm pretty excited. You know, it's your chance to get cracking with some good costumes if that's your thing, but it's also recently been my birthday as well, so this is why I like the October season. I age a little bit, you know, wiser or whatever. I was joking to a friend that actually the more I age, I'm like a fine wine, the more I whine about things in the world. Dad jokes galore. We have Tessanake joining us on the first half of the show today, and GL has some new New Zealand music this month as well. But let's get started with the first guest for the evening. Welcome, Tessanake.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing so good. How are you?
Very good, and welcome to Kiwi Radio. Which city are you from?
I'm from Tamaki Makaurau.
Ah, good old Auckland. The sun's come out now. How was that seasonal rain for you the other night? It was howling. It was like that should have been tonight, Halloween, right?
Yeah. It was supposed to be a cyclone, but I'm not too sure where she's gone.
Yeah. Well, the cyclone's harsh wind nearly killed my tomato plants, but they survived, so I'm glad. Kia ora, and tell us a little bit about yourself as a musician.
I am 18. I'm from Auckland. I am from Ethiopia, and I make R&B, neo-soul type music, and yeah.
Awesome. From Ethiopia to New Zealand. Well, how long have you been here?
I was actually born here, but my parents are here.
Right. Cool.
Yeah.
What an interesting mix. And, you're making some R&B, as you mentioned. We'll get started with the showcase today. It's a 3-song set from each artist. You're up first with the first track called No One Else Feels Like Home. Tell us about the tune before we play it.
I'd say No One Else Feels Like Home is a bit about how being in a relationship with someone can make you feel very comfortable, and at times, like, the comfortability makes people stay in situations that aren't the best for them. And it's kind of like to play on words, like, you make me feel like I'm at home, but like there is no home because like there's no walls that are keeping us up kind of thing. But yeah.
Okay, well, let's get straight into it. You're tuned into KiwiRadio.nz. Happy Halloween, everyone. Stay tuned for 2 more songs by Tessanake. Of discussion. Is it true being with her helps you to function? I thought we were working in conjunction, but all we're left with is malfunction. Have you lost your mind? Love ain't something you just define. I still wonder if you're mine. I start seeing between those lines. They say it's better out with time. Everything you do seems right. I'm so blinded, don't see signs. Won't even ask me to stay the night. Maybe I'm undesirable, but you're unreliable, and you don't even want a title. Only way to work with you. I know you'll get cuffed soon, but you make sure no one else is boo. Have you lost your mind? Love ain't something you just define. I still wonder if you're mine. I stop seeing between those lines. They say it's better out with time. Everything you do seems right. Don't see signs. Won't even ask me to stay the night. Don't feel simple butterflies.
to say goodbye now? When did we begin to lose our light? Make me feel like I'm worth nothing else. Started to lose myself, but you don't even love yourself. Have you lost your mind? Love ain't something you just define. I still wonder if you're mine. I stop seeing between those lines. They say it's better out with time. Everything you do seems right. I'm so blinded, don't see signs. Won't even ask me to stay the night. Think twice, basic shit from every other guy. I'm in love, not stupid, dumb or blind. The night, you shouldn't even have to think twice. Basic shit from every other guy. I'm in love, not stupid, dumb or blind. I'll be your worst, this stepping stone, meaning I'll end up alone, but that's okay because you feel like home. Have you lost your mind? Love ain't something you just define. Everything you do seems right. Won't even ask me to stay the night.
We have Tess and Nate here in kiwiradio.nz. We're also simulcast on upfm.co.nz. That is No One Else Feels Like Home. A pretty strong record for an 18-year-old, or for anyone in particular of any age. Really cool. When did you start recording this record? Tell us about it. Yep.
So,
Oh, sorry. There was a slight delay. Carry on.
I recorded this song over a year ago, and I was writing it probably when I was around 16, and it was a really good experience working with Giz the Kid. He was an incredible producer, and yeah, it was so much fun.
That's very, very cool, and I'm really glad you're here today showcasing this music, getting it out to some listeners. Next track is called Girl 132. That's a pretty interesting title. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so Girl 132 is kind of about, essentially, I was in a relationship, situationship, you could say, with someone, and it kind of felt like I was so far down the line that I was like labeled as girl 132 out of all of these girls. And like, yeah, everyone always asks if the number has any meaning, but it literally is just a random number that I picked out. But yeah.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. Interesting. And sorry that you are girl 132. You should at least be in the top five. In most books for sure. But yeah, let's go play it. Let's play the songs. And you're tuned into kiwiradio.nz. We'd like to say hello to the Up FM family simulcasting this broadcast right now. It is 7:15 with your host, Ralphie. We do this every Tuesday in New Zealand time. This is Tess Nate on the hot seat.
Your ex is the
topic. And we'll play the correct next song there. We liked the first song so much that we won't play it twice, but here we go. Girl 132.
Friends, but instead
Kiwi.
Loved, and your girl starting to feel like a threat. Is your love with a big old check or even my damn has breath? This your thing for me or pretend? Told you all about my dreams. You said it's just you and me. Was I really that naive to believe? Degrees, you got me head over heels. I regret telling you how I feel. Oh, and now I spent over a week wondering what you meant to me. Trying to understand the things you wanted to achieve. But now it's getting hard to see why you were calling me at three. Cause we are just not meant to be. Symphony, yeah. Your love. guess you can take the lead. Life away from you is free. Men like you are my biggest pet peeve. And you can't even drive no car, but you left a stupid mark on my drama heating heart. Yeah, you know I've learned a thing or two while I messed around with you. Waiting in a queue to hear that I'm growing 32. But now it's getting hard to see why you were calling me at 3, 'cause we are just not meant to be. Your love for her is like a symphony, yeah. Your love for her is like a symphony, yeah. Chasing after someone new. Maybe I'll become their boo. Let's just hope they don't end up like you. And I've been working on this song, and it's getting pretty long. Girl, 132, I think you got it all wrong. But now it's getting hard to see why you were calling me at 3, 'cause we are just not meant to be. Your love for her is like a symphony, yeah.
You're tuned into KiwiRadio.nz. Remember, the most stable broadcast for this evening is our radio station on our website, in case you are tuned into the video streams. And welcome back anyways. Tessinate, what a fabulous song. It reminds me like Dua Lipa, that kind of vibe with the disco and R&B. I really like it. Well done.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it was really cool, and it's all about the bass as well. Really cool bass lick. Who's your bass guitarist?
Oh, the producer actually did it, yeah.
Yeah, no, awesome. Well, very talented collaboration there. Tessinate is the artist in the hot seat right now. That was Girl 132. The third song from you is Game for Two. Tell us about it.
Game for Two is probably one of the saddest songs I've written, and it's kind of about how like a relationship is supposed to be a two-sided thing, and it's supposed to be like equally, yeah, like you're supposed to be equal and both be fully in it. But it's kind of like, for me instead, it was like, it wasn't like we were both fully in it. It felt like we were both playing games, and like it was just a game for both of us, and it wasn't serious. And yeah, it's quite a complex song. And one of the lines that I really like is, about how I say, like, love isn't something you can buy, but I feel like I'm getting fined. And, like, I just really like the whole idea that love isn't something that you can just, like, buy with materialistic things. It's so much deeper than that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, your songwriting, your production, it's all pretty amazing. What's next for you in 2023?
So I'm working on a lot of new music, and I'm so excited to be able to share it with the world. I've been working with Al. He's an awesome producer, and I'm so excited to be able to show my new writing, because I've, like, experienced a lot more since I've, you know, it's been 2 years since I wrote this EP, and a lot has happened, and I'm so excited to be able to show that journey. I'm also really excited to dive deeper into musical theater, which is something that I'm very passionate about. And I love acting, and yeah.
That's very cool, because that can come across on future music videos as well. So that'll be really neat to incorporate both fields. Tessinate, you're one fabulous, artistic, creative, talented person here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. We are very pleased to have you showcase your music at KiwiRadio.nz. For those that want to check out Tessinate and all her R&B vibe goodness, you know, the hits from early 2000s, that kind of vibe, go check it out. It's Tessinate, Tessinate Music. And we look forward to future recordings from you. The songs we have showcased tonight is from the EP called Love Never Adds Up. Well, Tessinate, thank you so much for the plug. Was there anything else?
thank you so much for having me on. It really means the world to me.
That's very cool. Well, we welcome you very dearly to the radio station, and we hope you stay cool and stay very creative, okay?
Thank you so much. You too.
That's our first artist for the evening. It's Tessenate, T-S-E-N-A-T-E, and this is her track called Game for Two. Kiwi Radio. Don't go anywhere. We also have Jill coming up, second half.
In a way I can't describe, and I'm starting to see all of these bright red signs. I never even wanted to cross that line. I thought we would work this out after all this time. Now I know for sure that you such a bore. Now I know for sure. Along with that, my heart is torn, just torn. Get so wasted all my time thinking of when you'd be mine. Starting to feel all your lies, but I guess it's fine, 'cause you. Fine, but I know that love ain't something you can buy. Now I know for sure that you are such a bore. Now I know for sure. Along with that, my heart is torn. Just. I can't make excuses now, 'cause deep down I knew you'd never hurt you. That's why I knew I was losing you. Do you want me or am I just a game for you? Let's be honest, it's a game for two.
You tuned into kiwiradio.nz, simulcast on rpfm.co.nz. That is our first guest, Tessenate. And coming back to the podcast this evening is formerly known as Jay Vinci, another R&B artist, the Manila Killer, the Thriller, the absolutely fabulous Jill. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Ralph. Thanks for having me back again.
No worries, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Excellent. Are you one to celebrate Halloween?
It depends. Not yearly.
I'm not one too. I know when I was a little younger, you know, I was really into the free candy thing, but you know, now as an adult, you know, you make your own cash and you just go to the dairy. So it's like Halloween.
Yeah, you go
all
to the dairy. Yeah, all year round, just whenever.
Now, you're making it rain with the music, and with a bit of a segue, because the first track is called Rain. But yeah, tell us how you're doing for 2023. You feeling very creative?
Very creative. So I'm working on a lot of stuff, music-wise. And yeah, I'm taking it slow this year, though, in terms of releasing, but I'm cooking up some stuff for next year. It's been a great and busy year so far.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to revisit some of your previous music that we've played in the podcast before. I feel like there's always someone new to every song, so there's no harm in doing it. We currently have 22 unique listeners tuned in from all the way from India, Australia, and New Zealand. And so thank you all for tuning in to kiwiradio.nz via our audio stream, probably the most stable version of the podcast because we do it on our own servers. Sometimes when we simulcast multiple platforms, they're not as reliable, but the audio server seems to be there every time. But anyways, welcome back to the show. We're going to play the first track now. It is currently 7:30 here in New Zealand. It is a live show, so if you do want to call in, a number to call is 09889 8555, and feel free to give us a call and join in. We'll be right back with the artist asking some hot pressing questions straight after this. To kiwiradio.nz. Love the dark moody vibe there. Basically, Jill, I reckon, is the New Zealand version of The Weeknd. Jill's actually released some brand new music, which we're going to be visiting right now on the radio. But welcome back, Jill. Really love your style, your music. Tell us about this next track. I haven't actually heard this next one, called 360.
Thank you, Rob. That's very kind of you. 360, it's a song that I wrote about 2-3 years ago. It was just essentially about being out of control in a relationship. So, yeah, that's what that song is about.
Awesome. Well, we'll play it right now for you. Kiwi Radio, Jill, like 360. 60, I wish I didn't fall. I wish I didn't fall for it enough. Fall it in love. Fall it in love. Fall it in love.
it doesn't ride with me. You playing with me, boy. Head spinning in circles. Stop talking to me, cause never change. Oh my God, oh my God, I'm spinning weight. Oh my God, oh my God, it feels like fucking 360.
Halloween, everybody. You're tuned into Kiwi Radio. Jill is the artist of the moment right now. The track is called 360. Now, we do have the artist on the show today because, Jill, you have a brand new song you'd like to show us. So tell us about it.
Yes, I do. So this new song, just released, is Hello. I wrote it about a year ago, and the song is about healing and moving on. And it's an R&B track.
Well, tell us more about the recording process and the demo to final product. Yeah, give us some insight of this one being a brand new
one. This song went through a long process. So writing it was very like organic. It was like very easy. I wrote it in like about 15 minutes. But the production, it went through three different versions until I decided that I wanted to be the one to produce this song. So this song is produced, everything that you'll hear in the song was produced by me, and it was mixed and mastered by Seth Judd, aka Checkered Patterns. It was important for me this time to try see what I can do with my own set of skills, which are not very good because I just recently learned how to produce. But, you know, we like to learn. We like to try new things.
And I guess
that's what this song is about it.
The learning process and the journey is sometimes it's just the enjoyment of the process itself, not necessarily the destination. So, like...
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, just the journey of it, and then for, you know, the knowledge you gain throughout the journey is can be applied for future music. And of course, that cuts down costs and everything. So there's lots of benefits to it. So kudos to you. I say well done for doing it.
Thank you, Ralph. Thank you.
Well, give us the wares. Tell us where people can find you and where you'd like to be found in terms of music.
Yeah, so you can find me pretty much on all major streaming platforms. It's GL. And if you're wondering how that's spelled, that's J-E-I-E-L. Yes, a lot of people struggle to pronounce that one. And other than that, you can find me on social media. I still use my old stage name as my Instagram name. So it's @JBenchy, and that's J-E-I-B-E-C-H-Y.
Yeah, and that's how I do it as well, is I follow you through your Instagram. Please do that, everybody, and tell Jill that you heard the music on Kiwi Radio. Well, thank you so much for joining us this Halloween. I hope you have a very festive season this week, and we hope you stay cool and keep plugging your music on the station, because we will always support your journey.
Thank you so much, Rob. Thanks for having me again, and thanks for always welcoming me.
Of course.
Appreciate it so
of
much.
Of course. Salamat, and your friends of the podcast.
Well, I'm Anuman.
Thank you very much. So that's Jill with a brand new song called Hello here on Kiwi Radio. Special guest coming up next.
Across from me, I'm not body like I used to be. This type of shit used to trigger me, 'cause I'm over you, it feels real, I don't care. I am better, you're gone. This shit's in the past. Thank you.
tuned into KiwiRadio.nz with your host, Ralphie. It is Halloween night for you this 2023. The tradition that originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, however you say it, when people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts. And like everything, it's been commercialized to the nth degree. And here we are now in 2023. You don't have to look far to see anything too terribly scary. In fact, just look around you, and it's been a pretty scary last couple of years. And if you're into cinema, we actually have a bit of a unique plug for you right now with Vinny on the show. You're at a premiere of River of Lies.
Yes, I am. Got here the beautiful Waikato, just outside of Hamilton, on a hill overlooking the beautiful green farmland, while we are screening a documentary about the people that are trying to destroy everything that we hold dear. So it's a nice counterpoint.
It sounds like a really thought-out Hollywood script that's taken five or so geniuses to write what's actually real, what's been happening in the last couple of years. But for those that aren't in the know, give us the plug, like a good bathroom commercial.
All right. Well, as I say in Palestine, without further ado, I'm going to give you a little bit of a summation of what The River of Lies, the New Zealand Scamdemic, an investigative documentary, is about, because I'm sure you can't tell from the title. So we have a lot of information that was released over the COVID-19 scamdemic, pandemic, whatever you want to call it. And what happened was a lot of the people who were pushing this pandemic would previously be recorded saying the exact opposite of things that they would say afterwards. For example, people would come out and say that masks don't work, and then before you know it, they're in front of the media with a mask on telling you how it's so effective and so it's such a great virtue signaling thing, and so on and so forth. And what this documentary does, ostensibly, is in that pattern recognition system, finding out what these people have said that contradicts what these people have said. So in their own words, they're exposing themselves, and that is what the documentary does in a very concise manner, to display just how much blatant lies and blatant shifts in direction that was happening during the course of the pandemic, which of course I'm sure confused a lot of people as to what their real intentions were. And part two and three of the documentary that have not been made yet are going to be coming out talking about those much darker issues, whereas this first episode here is basically a refresh to show you what did happen, 100% true, 100% factual, no argument can be leveled against it, because it is what it is, and it isn't what it isn't. And so if people are interested in watching River of Lies, you can watch it online at riveroflies.co.nz for the American listening audience, and pay the $20, I think it is, to screen it at home. And additionally, Billy and myself are going around the country on occasion to screen these in various locations. Our most recent location was the Te Atatū Baptist Church, where the pastor of the church came and cancelled our screening right in the middle of the screening.
Cool.
It turns out, and Karina Ruiz from TBNZ, or Truth Bombs New Zealand, did a wonderful video showing that this pastor and this church were involved heavily in the mask wearing and involved heavily in the jabbing of their own congregation and things of that nature. So if they came and asked any questions, we would have been able to answer them. And in fact, we said, do you have any questions? And she goes, well, I'm just not sure it's our co-papa. And, you know, it's a white lady. And I
was just like, did you just say something in another language, white lady, or did you just
cat verbal? It's just virtue signaling. kind of crap we've gotten used to at this point in time, where instead of telling what's true and telling what's real and telling what's factual, people just want to tell people what they want to hear, and they censor themselves and they make themselves say things that they wouldn't ordinarily say just because it's the popular thing right now. Whereas the truth has virtually never been a popular endeavor, as anybody has been in school and wouldn't keep their mouth shut about something they know to be true will have found out that we live in a very much a cult indoctrinated society that has had various techniques like sleep deprivation, repetition of boring tasks, a central authority figure speaks in a dull monotone with fluorescent lighting that make you go to sleep with a terrible diet, and a prize dangled at the end of a stick. And that's school, that's business, that's higher education, that's the media, that's Hollywood. It's all involving these same tried and true ancient techniques of cult indoctrination. This is how we get the term culture.
Absolutely. I think our whole life, right to this moment, I mean, either church or state has been in control for all sorts of millennia, and people tried to break through. But now the AI has kicked in, and discoverability and just natural conversations from both sides, supposedly, it's starting to be kind of like one-sided. We've just had the elections in New Zealand. What are your feelings post-election now that National is back in the hot seat?
Forgive me, one of my headphones have just pulled out. Press the speaker. There we go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. The elections. So, first of all, a lot of people were talking about, what was it, Cameron Slater coming out on RCR, Voices for Freedom Radio, for lack of a better definition, saying that people shouldn't waste their votes on any of the freedom parties. All right? There was five or six freedom-oriented parties that were running in this election. During the last election, there were maybe two or three. So we've doubled the amount of freedom parties here, and the amount of votes that they get has also doubled, ostensibly. So whereas we had maybe 1% of people voting freedomward during the previous election, where Billy TK and myself were campaigning hard, along with many thousands of other New Zealanders who did not want any, and we only got 30,000 votes, which is 5,000 more than New Zealand Loyal got this election. But if you add up all the other freedom parties together, it's a bigger vote overall. Now, this is significant, in my opinion, because there's a 1%, as we identified in the Occupy Wall Street protests of 2012, of elite, evil, wealthy, powerful individuals who steer and control things. And it got me thinking, if there's 1% of people that voted for this New Zealand Loyal Party, what does that mean about that 1% of people? Are they the opposite of the quote-unquote 1%, where it's these equally, just as powerful, just as intelligent, just as motivated individuals who are good instead of evil, and giving them an outlet to basically coalesce and make something happen? Now, unfortunately, nothing did actually happen. And what people will do is they'll throw their arms up and go, oh, we tried to be successful, but we failed. It's like, no, you didn't. You increased the freedom vote by 100%. That is no small thing. That's a huge amount. You increased the amount of freedom parties by 100%. That's a doubling of freedom-minded voters. That's a doubling of freedom-minded candidates, and that's not to be sniffed at, considering what we've been facing for goodness knows how long, at least since the pandemic. And on that point, there's many years that I've been doing this since 2008, and I've conducted interviews with over 2,000 of the world's most unknown and feared thinkers. And they've taught me so many things that have enabled me to see the world in a vastly different way from the majority of people. And is their hope from this thing, the new national government and what have you. Now, where this is interesting is when I started, it was in 2008 under the John Key era, where we were going into the global financial crisis, which John Key admitted on breakfast television that he helped cause, and then came in as our Prime Minister, save us from this terrible problem. he solved this problem, of course, by getting us into astronomical debt. Got us up from $8 billion to over $80 billion in his first term, plus an extra $100 billion worth of debt and derivatives. So, imagine an image. It's American football. They've got one guy holding the ball, wearing a red uniform. And you got another guy wearing a blue uniform who's about to kick the ball. Okay? What they do with the red and blue is they set up for the other person to take over. And I called this the pressure release valve, the political pressure release valve. If you've been struggling under the same tyrant or same color for too long, you get really pissed off and you kind of begin to understand that they're full of crap and you can't trust them and you don't want them ruling over you. So what you do is you go for the other people who haven't betrayed your trust yet. I say yet, operatively, because they will. It's what they freaking do. And this whole mentality that people have about politics, it's very much been elucidated by this new film that's just come out called Jones Plantation, written by Larkin Rose, who I had on my show on Monday. God bless him. I was so grateful to have that interview. And in this film, this guy goes onto a slave plantation that's struggling, you know. They're having difficulty holding guns and whips and things of that nature over their slaves all the time. So they figure, we'll hire this guy, and he's going to come and help make these slaves more manageable. He waltzes on in, and he tells the slaves, you're free now, and you can take the rest of the day off, and we'll prepare a meal for you and come back tomorrow for some more information. So these people are like, oh my God, we're free. And they come back the next day and he says, you are slaves anymore. You are co-owners in this plantation. And we're going to pay you. We're going to pay you. We're going to pay you to pick up that cotton. And these people rush out the door as fast as they possibly can. Oh my God, I can pick heaps of cotton. I can get money. And then the next day, they ask, how are you going to pay us? And he says, I'm going to pay you in these. And he pulls out a wad of cash, and he says, these are Jones Plantation credits that you can spend here on the plantation for all the things you need, your food, your housing, your lodging. And some people got a little bit pissed off, kind of thing. So he goes, all right, well, we're actually going to have an election now. If you don't like the way things are running, we're going to have this guy for you to vote for. And unbeknownst to the slaves, the guy who is the other guy that they could vote for is friends with the other guy that they could vote for. And that they're working in concert behind the scenes to continue the rules of slavery while people think that they're free. And I'll leave it there because the rest of the film is so fantastic. You have to rewind back to 1999, The Matrix, when I was a teenager walking at St. James Theatre on Queen Street in Auckland, looking down the street, wondering if we really were living in a computer simulation. That kind of mental change through art is what films are supposed to be about, insight into the human condition. And I haven't felt this way about a film since 1999's The Matrix. It's been 24 years. So in my opinion, it's probably the most important film. It's the most important film of at least this century, in my opinion. And as many people as possible should go to jonesplantationfilm.com and pay the $10 to go and see that film. And you get a link where you get to watch it for life. So you can show your friends and stuff like that, have a little watch parties, and of course go and see the interview that I did with the writer Larkin Rose, because I think we get stagnated to a large degree by the general malaise of the quantity of information that's out there. There's just so much of it.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's helpful to have somebody point you in the direction of, hey, have you heard of this one? Have you seen this? This is really good. This is actually worth your time. This is time you ain't going to get back, and you will consider it an incredibly worthy investment.
I liken it to the world that we live in now. It's like looking up at the stars, and films like this help you navigate and see constellations. And you might see little glimpses of what is actually I call it the underworld. That's what it is, government underworld, whatever. I was watching this animation recently, the Vinny, called Crapopolis.
Yeah.
It's basically it's in the lines of like Futurama kind of artwork, that kind of thing. And it follows a family of flawed humans, but then there's like gods and monsters around them, that kind of thing. It's just funny. Episode one is exactly the same. They have the ruler of this, you know, old city or whatever, and they're like, no, we're going to try something different with the slaves. We're going to try democracy. It just made me laugh when you said that, you know, like, it's like, yeah, no, nothing really changed, you know. It's just,
yep,
other than the feel-goodness factor of your bondage, really.
And that's some of the words that the main actor in Jones Plantation used. He said, what did I actually...
Oh, it looks like we lost our patience. We're going to call straight and back. You're listening to KiwiRadio.nz. It is currently Halloween. We've got a special guest right now for you.
Sorry, Rafi, go ahead.
Yep, carry on as you were.
So he was saying that, I forgot where I was there at that point. Something the main actor said that resonated with something.
The main actor was saying the feel goodness of democracy or something along those lines.
Oh, he was saying that to the plantation owner who was contracted to serve to manage these slaves, right? He asked them after he told them that they're all free. He asked the plantation owner, "What actually changed here? What actually happened?" And the answer is nothing. I used words to change their perception.
Mm.
You know, a whole bunch of people who thought they were slaves, and now they think that they're free. Okay? But I didn't actually give them any freedom. I didn't actually give them anything. I just told them something.
Yeah. And if you don't believe
what's
us...
What's going to happen?
If you don't,
oh, sorry, go ahead.
If you don't believe us, look at your living situation right now. You're either renting, you're in a mortgage, or if you won lotto, 1 in 32 million chance, you might have a freestanding house. Or maybe you were born very, very, you know, you're like in your 70s now. You were born at another time, essentially. But if you're renting, are you a slave? Can you get into like permanent housing with your name on it? Can you feel the grass that has your surname on it in your bare feet? Probably not. Have you got a mortgage? Great, look at those interest rates. Look how much you're paying in principal versus, you know, versus interest. Like I personally, yeah. I've got a mortgage, and I think we cut down $2,000, a grand a week, say, and then out of that is like $100 principal. Like, really? Like we're owners? Really?
Yeah.
We own this thing. We do. And I'm gonna pay it off when I'm 65, when the average like male dies at like 70 or younger these days. Like really, I'm free. I have a home. I own something. Yeah. See, it's all a game. You're right. It's all just titles.
The words are important. Mortgage, coming from the Latin mort, meaning death, and gauge, meaning grip. Death grip. And you're feeling that, aren't you? Feeling it around your throat. And what if those interest rates go up? Because also at the same time, the money you loan from them is actually fraudulently acquired. Your signature on, and they've created the money out of thin air on the computer by tapping a few keys. Now, that's fraud in banking terms. It's called consideration, which means if I loan you my car, and you loan me something in exchange for it that doesn't have any value, there's no consideration, and therefore that's a fraudulent practice. So if they didn't have the money to give you in the first place until your signature came there and they magicked it up out of thin air, what does the bank stand to lose? Nothing. What do you stand to lose? Everything. Okay? That's how you know that it's a freaking fraud. And that's what John Key did when he was working at the, as Merrill Lynch's representative of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. He was the head of the European bond and derivatives market, which caused the mortgage-backed securities collapse of 2008 by people selling second and third homes to people they knew couldn't repay them. And they just kept collecting the dividends off the banks. So a few people, scammers, wound up making a heck of a lot of money out of that global collapse. And most of the people lost absolutely everything. Now, there was one guy on a movie called The Big Short who found out that this collapse was going to happen ahead of time. So they started betting against the market using what they call put options. And the economy didn't collapse. And they're like, what the hell? It's going to collapse soon. So they invest more money. And they borrow money to invest in these put options. And eventually, it does collapse. And when it does, they got paid out huge amounts. And people asked them, you know, how did you know that the economy was going to collapse like that? And they said, well, we did the one thing nobody else did. We looked.
Mm. It's an ongoing saga. You mentioned you've been streaming since 2008. Now, I'm not sure if you know this, but we replay a lot of your episodes on KiwiRadio.nz. All the way
and
from
I'm grateful for that, bro.
Thanks, man. And we go all the way back, right? We mix it up. Some new, some archives and things like that. And it's kind of daunting going on your website because there's just so much content. So sometimes I have to search like names or keywords and then I'll just download a batch there. But what I've noticed over the years, and this is very important, Vinny, throughout the years, your voice has slowly dropped in tone. Like, you used to be like this, man, and you're just full of energy. And then over the years, as you get older, your balls have dropped as reality kicks in. You've probably grown a bit of hair down there too. But also the seriousness. I mean, you still keep it light. But I feel like I was listening and I was like, because I was listening from the future and you were, you know, we were replaying episodes of like when John Key was in power and, you know, your guests were complaining about the super city back then of Auckland City turning into one and how there were all these backdoor deals there and things like that. And it's just seeing it from the future, you're like, oh man, we're really fucked.
Well, and that's another thing as well, is that the show and the information that's presented in it, while very valuable and all of that kind of stuff, because instead of watching the mainstream media who are just giving you nothing but misinformation and disinformation, they wouldn't even know misinformation if they saw it. They probably think it's a beauty contest for journalists. But the thing about the show, the main point of it, somebody, don't know who they are, don't know when it happened, but they woke up. They realized that the world ain't all sunshine, rainbows, and sugar-coated cupcakes. And they're very traumatized by this realization because it means a number of things have changed, that they are not who they thought they were. They're living in a place that's not what they thought it was. And that sort of loss of your own personal identity and having your feet on the ground, as it were, basically, the rug gets pulled out from people, and that trauma is incredibly hard to bear, to go through the truth. And generally speaking, you'll be demonized and become a pariah, and your friends won't be your friends anymore. Your family doesn't want to talk to you anymore because you can't have any normal conversations with them, you know? And you're talking to your missus, and she says, honey, do you want the cupcakes with the purple icing or the yellow icing? And you're like, not 11, wasn't it?
Like Tourette's.
Don't you realise we're all slaves? You know.
Building 7, Building 7.
It's what I call PTSD. It's post-truth traumatic stress.
That's true.
All right? And this is so traumatic that generally a lot of us don't actually survive it. You know, a good portion of people like us who wake up to the truth don't live through it. It's too much for them, and they take their own lives.
Mm.
And I've been approached by, I think, 3 people so far in my career telling me that they were on the verge of suicide until they listened to the lighter side of genocide.
That's the important part of this work, is the fact that there's real humans on the other end of it. I remember during the lockdowns in New Zealand, if you looked at the job vacancies, there were new jobs going left, right, and center for like media works, mainstream podcasting, you know, like join media works to be a podcaster. And now, like, it's like flooded the stream. And I've heard you say these terms before, flood the stream. We're living on the side of it now where we're desperately trying to reach to those one or two people that are on the cusp, has lost everything. But because the stream has been flooded, it's like our discoverability is zero. Like, you used to have hundreds and thousands listening to you now. And I was just watching your Twitch the other day. You were putting out some really good information, but there were like 4 people on the stream. Right now on the radio station, we have 12 unique listeners. So thank you, everyone in America, Australia, New Zealand tuning in. But that's still 12 people, right?
I remember I was doing a live stream walking around with my boy. And I had 1 person watching.
Wow.
1. And I was very grateful for them. And it gave me...
Them?
It gave me another idea. That person, yeah. Whoever they were. And
I'm sorry, I get lost now with all the plurals, with the he, she, them. I forget that them could be 1 person.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about getting these platforms is now you know all your listeners by name. Now, so... I was trying to encourage people, go out there and get your listener, you know.
You can do it.
You know, if I can do it, so can you. So that was the funny thing, you know, you lose 65,000 YouTube subscribers, making you the most subscribed YouTube news channel in New Zealand, more than any of the mainstream media, way more than New Zealand Herald TV, the next biggest. And then they take those channels all in a day. And you've got 6,000 videos with 2,000 individuals. And I think 20,000 hours of content, approximately 200,000 hours of work, broadcasting and editing and uploading and so on and so forth to get that all up. That's my life's work. And they took it from me. And I had this American talk radio show couple. I'll get to the point in the middle of this. And they asked me one time, so Vinny, is the earth flat or is it round? Give it to us straight. And I said, well, I think it's a holographic crystal being projected by collective consciousness, experiencing itself subjectively. And they were like, And so the way that this works, and this kind of applies to the whole structure of reality, is reality is holographic. It's different from a hard drive. You know, you take a picture of Ralphie and you put it on a hard drive, you delete it, that picture's freaking gone. If you take a picture of Ralphie and you embed it in a hologram and try to delete it, that whole picture of Ralphie's still there. It's just half the resolution this time. You try to delete it again, whole picture, still there, just half the resolution again. So nothing that exists can ever really truly be destroyed, all right? It's like energy. And the second layer is the fractal. If you have a look inside your finger, you'll find it's made up of cells. And if you look inside those cells, you'll find that they're made up of other cells. And if you look inside those, you find out they're made of other cells, and so on and so forth, infinitely down the scale. And also, as above, so below, you're a cell on this planet. The planet's a cell in the galaxy. The galaxy is a cell in the universe, and the universe is a cell in a much larger organism we don't even have a concept for yet. So everything's just a smaller or larger version of something else, and nothing that created can ever be forgotten. And this is all projected by collective consciousness. So two things. They did this Curlian photography where they photographed mushrooms, magic mushrooms, and they found that they were giving off this energy field that was changing the atmosphere around them. This is something that exists in the physical world that is changing on a meta level whatever is around it. And these guys did this thing called the double slit experiment where they had two metal slots with some aluminium foil behind it and a proton gun. What they do is fire that proton gun through the metal slot, and as it explodes on some aluminium foil, they'll be able to figure out how those photon particles, rather, explode. And they did the experiment. What they figured would happen is it would just go bang, bang. They figured out how it exploded, but it didn't. It went bang, and as it went through the slot, it changed into a waveform. It went and they're like, whoa, that's interesting. See these wave patterns like a ripple on the foil. So let's get a little camera right on that slot as it goes through, and let's see what happens when it goes through. Bang, bang. They're like, whoa. The photon reacted differently because it knew it was being observed. It got stage fright. That means that it had consciousness. And if a photon particle has consciousness, then everything's got consciousness. Photons, protons, neutrons, morons, all of them. Some to a greater or lesser degree than others, but it's consciousness nonetheless. And it's all projecting this field that we call reality. And our job as fifth dimensional creative beings, first dimension's a dot, second dimension's a line, third dimension's a box, fourth dimension's the box moving through time, and the fifth dimension is the box beyond time and beyond space. That's where all your songs come from. That's where all your art comes from. That's where all your writing and your ideas come from. And your job is to spend your fourth dimensional time willing those fifth dimensional ideas into three dimensional reality. Because only there do they have value. Only there can they be seen. Only there can they be tasted or touched or felt, you know? And this means that when you change something, when you produce an artwork or build a house, you are changing the resonant frequency, not only of yourself and all the infinite cells that live within you in a very large way, but also in a small way, you're affecting all the other organisms around you and the realm that you live in, at this moment being a planet, right? And this means that all our actions are incredibly important, and they will have ramifications and reverberations that we may never know. And we don't need to know, and we don't benefit, generally speaking, from the work that we do in life. Whereas as the Greeks said, your job in life is to plant a tree whose shade you know you shall never get to sit beneath.
Wow, some incredible wisdom there. Well, thank you so much for joining us this evening, cracking the matrix, as they say here on the radio stream. We've been kicked out of every single platform throughout tonight, such as all the popular video channels. They just cut out, but the radio stream keep going. So that goes to show us a little bit something about keeping your own servers and keeping your own stuff in your own pants. That kind of vibe. Tell us your website, and we'll go from there. Tell us the website of the film as well.
Well, with so much misinformation and disinformation, there's a lot of confusion, and so you should be able to go over to Mr. Information, Mr. News, Vinny Eastwood at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question, and Eastwood, like, go ahead, make my news. Thank you, Ralphie, so much for your time, and thank you so much for all the support you've given me and my show. And yeah, the network and all the work you do, man. I really appreciate it.
And I do. I receive your messages every now and then. Now, we're both very busy parents, and since I moved about an hour and a half from you, I feel like I'm in another country sometimes. So I'm not ignoring your messages. Just remember that I'm in the middle of nowhere on cell block C, row D12. But we're still friends, and we still reach out every now and then, even if it's via string and a couple of low-tech cans. We do what we can. So thank you for growing with me as a person, as a friend, over the years. And I really do appreciate what you do, and that's why we always support you in the background, okay?
Indeed. Don't be appreciative. Be inspired, because once you're inspired, nothing can stop you. It reminds me of something that Cliff High from Half Past Human told me. I said to him, you know, Cliff, humanity is like a spring. If you push a spring down, it'll resist you all the way. You push it all the way down, you have to keep the pressure on. Otherwise, the second you lapse that pressure, just for a second, ping, it's going to shoot right up. That's what humanity's spirit's like. And Cliff told me, Novini, use an organic example. Humanity is like a water spring. And what happens when you push down water that is bursting its way through to the surface? It starts burrowing sideways through sand and through stone and mud. And it bursts through to the surface from places you couldn't predict or comprehend. That's what humanity's spirit is like, Vinny. And I said, touche.
Absolutely. And even if we are this little small speck in the history, it's the connections we make while we're here. And for that, I thank you for being a part of, my life anyways. It's definitely created more meaning, more fun, more everything. So not to say that I also really like your music too. So just a bit of everything. What's not to like about you? Check it out. Well, thank you very much. Have a great time there at the premiere. We'll see if we've got other callers. You can still call in on 09889855. I won't be going anywhere too soon, but we will be saying goodbye to Vinny right now. LAB is next, and the Kiwi playlist, Under the Sun, is the track. Vinny, stay cool, man.
I don't know how to be any other way.
Awesome. What a great dude. Kiwi Radio. Don't go anywhere. Call us. 09889855 if you want to have a bit of a yarn. Ralphie here, Halloween special.
Story.
tuned into Kiwi Radio. That is a bit of LAB Under the Sun. Open lines 09889825. Craig. You there, mate? 09889825 if you want to call in right now. It is Halloween. Spooky.
Hi.
Hey, mate.
That's the tone.
I was just talking to a voicemail. That's how spooky this show has become. But we might end it at that. We did have a call, but we didn't. So maybe next time. If you want to tune in next week, we'll be back with some more Kiwi guests. We want to thank everyone for joining us this evening. Let's have a look and do a bit of a roll call and see who's still out there. Thank you so much to 24 unique listeners. We got United States. We got Romania. We got Australia. We got New Zealand. Maybe if you want to call in sometime, let me know the best way to do it. We have a Discord channel that you can go to on kiwiradio.nz at the bottom right there. There's a bit of a community. Post what you like and what's on your mind, and maybe read what other people are posting. And if you want to be a part of the show, that is going to be amazing. Head over to instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. Probably the best way to reach me right now if you want to say hello. If you're overseas, we can line up a phone call somehow. instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. And be sure to message me something private so that I know it's actually, you know, like you, and that it's not a bot, that kind of thing. Well, coming up on the show as well, we've got heaps more artists to come. We won't be any spoilers, but we've got lots of music coming out of New Zealand right now, so it's a fabulous time to be alive. That's it. It's just gone 8:30 here in New Zealand. I want to say thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll be sure to catch you next week. Bye-bye.